The Ferndale Wildcats kicked off their season in football in dominating fashion last weekend, rolling to a 57-0 win at Fort Bragg on what was another busy weekend for the local high school teams. Hello and welcome to this week's K-Mud News Sports Report. I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com. We'll have more on the Wildcats' impressive start in just a moment as we take a look at all of the big local sports stories of the week, including all the latest high school football news, some College of the Redwoods football, some high school soccer, and why this is a big week for one Cal Poly Humboldt team in particular. But first up, it was a nice start to the new football season for the Ferndale Wildcats, who lived up to expectations in their season opener against the Timberwolves. The Cats, who are considered one of the best teams in the area this year, travelled to Fort Bragg and dominated in all aspects of the game, scoring 9 touchdowns in the win, including 2 on special teams and 1 on defense. There were no shortage of standouts for the defending Little Fork co-champs. Quarterback safety Tanner Pigeon scored 3 touchdowns in the victory, 1 each on offense, defense, and special teams, while also throwing for 2 more TDs. Prescott Langer also scored 3 touchdowns, while impressive sophomore Liam Bishop scored twice, including on a 77-yard punt return. The loss for the Timberwolves was their second straight to start the season, and both of those losses have come against Little Four teams. Fort Bragg opened the season with a 28-6 loss at McKinleyville the previous week. Several other local teams were also in action last weekend. The St. Bernard's Crusaders and the Del Norte Warriors both won their games to go to 2-0. St. Bernard's made the short trip to McKinleyville to play the Panthers and handed them their first loss with a dominating performance in a 37-0 win. In their 2 games so far, the Crusaders have outscored their opponents by a combined 67-6. Senior defensive end Colton Hall had a monster game for the Crusaders and continually caused the McKinleyville offensive line problems, finishing with a remarkable 5 sacks and a forced fumble, which teammate Tyler Heinrichs returned for a touchdown. The Del Norte Warriors, meanwhile, travelled to Ashland in Oregon and comfortably got the better of the Grizzlies by a score of 42-13. The game was competitive until late in the third quarter, but the Warriors took control down the stretch with 28 unanswered points to seal the dominating win. Also in action last weekend, the Hoopa Warriors got their first win of the season at Aetna, defeating the Lions 20-6 and improving to 1-1. And rounding out a busy weekend for the HDNL schools, the Eureka Loggers were unable to sufficiently overcome some early mistakes and an 18-point first-half deficit on the way to losing to Shasta 32-24 in their home opener at the Redwood Bowl. Despite outscoring the visiting Wolves in the second half, the Loggers dropped to 1-1. Fortuna, Arcata and South Fork all had byes last week, but all 3 of those schools will be back in action this weekend. The Cubs will finally kick off their season with a home game against Happy Camp on Friday night, while the 0-1 Arcata Tigers will have their hands full when they host the high-flying Del Norte Warriors at McKinleyville High School, also on Friday night. The Huskies, who dropped their season opener at St. Helena 2 weeks ago, will try to get their first win on Saturday night when they travel to Ukiah High School to play the Wildcats. The Wildcats are 1-1 after defeating Carlmont 55-28 in their home opener last weekend. St. Bernard's, Hoopa and Ferndale will also be in action this weekend. The Crusaders will try to make it 3 wins in 3 games when they host Hoopa on Saturday afternoon, while the Wildcats will face a challenging matchup against a Fall River team that is 2-0 and is the number 2 ranked Division 5 team in the Northern section. That game also takes place on Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m. McKinleyville and Eureka both have byes this weekend. The Willits Wolverines will also be in action and will host Upper Lake in their home opener on Friday night. The Wolverines are 1-0 after getting the better of Piner 35-14 last week. In local college football, meanwhile, it's been a difficult start to life in the national division for College of the Redwoods. After making the jump this past off-season from the American Division to the more competitive National Division, CR is 0-2. Last week, Redwoods lost a close game for the second straight weekend, falling 13-3 at Foothill. CR also lost its season opener 2 weeks ago, falling 16-13 to Sacramento City College. The Corsairs will try to get their first win of the season on Saturday when they return home to host Diablo Valley College at the Redwood Bowl. Kickoff is set for 3 3 p.m. Switching gears, it was a busy week for the HDNL boys' soccer teams, with league play beginning on Wednesday. And it was a good start for Fortuna, Del Norte and Arcata. The Fortuna boys, who have been the most impressive of the local teams so far this year, opened league play with a 14-0 win at South Fork. The Huskies, who won back-to-back tournaments at McKinleyville and Upper Lake in each of the past two weekends, are now 10-0 overall. The Arcata Tigers also looked impressive in a 9-0 win at McKinleyville in their league opener, while Del Norte travelled to Eureka to face a Loggers team that many people believe could challenge for this year's league crown, and the Warriors came away with a statement 5-2 win. League play continues next week, while the HDNL girls will kick off the Big Four and Little Four on Tuesday. The Little Four is expected to be very competitive this fall, with all four teams showing promising signs early in the campaign, none more so than the Ferndale girls. The Wildcats won the girls' Upper Lake tournament over the weekend, shutting out St. Bernard's 1-0 in their semi-final, and following that with a 2-0 win in Saturday's final over a Kelseyville team that had beaten them 3-1 in their season opener a few weeks back. Since then, the Ferndale girls have been unstoppable, winning 5 straight games, all of them shutouts. And rounding out this week's sports report, it's a big week for the Cal Poly Humboldt volleyball team. The Jacks are back on the North Coast to host the 6-team 2025 Redwood Coast Volleyball Classic, which got underway on Thursday and runs through Saturday. And that's this week's KMUD News Sports Report. Until next time, I'm Ray Hamill with HumboldtSports.com.